believers are to be in the world. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verses 16 to 17. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. John chapter 17 verses 9 to 12. Believers will be hated by the world. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. John chapter 15 verses 18 to 19. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. John chapter 15 verses 22 to 24. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. John chapter 17 verses 14 to 19. Believers will face persecution. Remember, therefore, the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not the Father that sent me. John chapter 15 verse 20-21. This is really important. You have to know this. The believer is not called to retreat from the world but to be steadfastly present within it, sent by Christ, marked by his word, and sanctified for his mission. Jesus did not pray that the Father would remove us from the world, but that we would be kept from the evil one while we remain here. Our presence in the world is not accidental. It is intentional, ordained by God for his glory and the advancement of his kingdom. We are not of the world. Our nature has been changed, our citizenship is in heaven, and our lives are no longer shaped by the values of a fallen system. This will not be without cost. Jesus said the world would hate us, just as it hated him. He was rejected, opposed, and persecuted, and so shall we be. We are not greater than our Master. If they hated him, they will hate us. If they persecuted him, they will persecute us. But we do not draw back in fear. We stand firm because we are chosen. We endure because we are sent. We overcome because we are kept. The Word of God sanctifies us in the midst of hostility, and the name of Jesus secures us in the face of opposition. Let us go boldly into the world, knowing we are not of it.